times were, because Rabbeinu Tam is the leading French Jew in terms of scholarship, in terms of rabbinics, in terms of being the head of the largest yeshiva. He is also one of the wealthiest Jews, and yet five bums off the street can kill him without fear of punishment, without fear of reprisal. So that's the type of picture that we should have in our mind. Rabbeinu Tam undertook many famous disputes with his grandfather, as I mentioned to you before, and also with his brother, with the Rashbam. And sometimes he uses very sharp and strong language. He was not a person that understated things. The most famous dispute, as you know, has to do with tefillin. Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin has to do with the order that the four parchments are inserted in the head, in the shel rosh of the tefillin. So the tefillin that we have, we call it Rashi's tefillin. Rashi didn't invent it, but that's the traditional way of the order of the tefillin. And Rabbeinu Tam changed the order, and that was called Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Regarding that, we have also Jewish legends that abound. The most famous legend, the one you're probably well aware of, is that when he was a young child, he sat on Rashi's knee while Rashi used to wear tefillin the whole day. And when he reached up and he pulled his Zayda's tefillin off, he pulled it off his head. So Rashi was said, I see, you know, that he's going to start up with me about the tefillin. That's one legend. The second legend, which is quoted in the Seder Adoros and in a few other places, is that one night in a dream, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam saw Moshe in a dream, and Moshe said to him, what are you making all such a fuss about the tefillin for? He said, I brought down the tefillin on Sinai, and that's the way the tefillin are, the way Rashi said. So the legend says that Rabbeinu Tam said to him, Moshe Rabbi Toisa, Moshe, you made a mistake, you didn't see it right. It's the way I say. So again, the legend need not be taken. Because of that, but it's brought, I saw it on the Seder Adoros, but he brings here from Rishonim that story. So evidently the legend was widespread. I'll look for it later for you, but Urbach brings it here from others that Rabbeinu Tam said such a thing. But in any event, what do we see? We see the type of, it didn't never have to happen, such a thing. But in the mind of the populace, Rabbeinu Tam was capable of saying such a thing. Rabbeinu Tam had that strength to be able to do it. Rabbeinu Tam, in his approach to Jewish customs, so Rabbeinu Tam said as follows, that in matters which are public, we will not give up an inch. But on matters which are not public and are not that important, he said there was room to adjust it. He lived again in a time of conversion and a time of non-Jewish pressure on Jews. And therefore, anything that he held that was a public statement regarding the halacha, so he would under no circumstances compromise it, even if he held that the custom had no basis in law. But, he said, if the custom is not a public custom, but it is just something that came along, so then many times he was matir. But we find in the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam a great tolerance towards Jews who converted and now wanted to come back. Again, throughout Jewish history, the tolerance has always been exhibited by the rabbis and those who had to decide the legal questions, but the populace was rarely